ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। यावन् वत्सप वत्सकाल्पक वपुर् यावत् करङ्ग्री अधीक्षम् यावन् यस्ति विशान वेणु दाल शिग् यावन् विभूषम्बरम् यावत् शील गुणाविभक्ति वक्ति वयो यावन् विहरादिकम् सर्वं विष्णुमयं गिरो अंग वन् अज सर्वस्वरूपो भवो। This is a long one. I don't know what the meter is. Let's see. Anyway, let's hear the Yavat Vatsapa. Exactly like the coward boys. Vatsaka Alpa Alpaka Bapu. And exactly like the tender bodies of the calves. Yavat karangriyadikam. Exactly to the measurement of their particular varieties of legs, hands, and head. Yavat vasti vishana venu dalashig. Not only their bodies, but exactly just like their bugles, flutes, sticks, lunch bags, and so on. Yavat bibusha ambaram. Exactly like their ornaments and dress in all their varied particulars. Yavat shila guna abhida akriti bhaiha. Their exact character, habits, features, attributes, and explicit bodily features. Yavat vihara adikam. exactly according to their tastes or amusements. Sarvam, everything in detail. Vishnumayam, expansions of Vasudev, Vishnu. Gira Angabat, voices exactly theirs. Aja Krishna. Sarva Sarupa Babo. Everything created in detail as himself, without any change. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. By his Vasudeva feature, Krishna kindness simultaneously expanded himself into the exact number of missing cowherd boys and calves, with their exact bodily features, their particular types of hands, legs, and other limbs, their sticks, bugles, and flutes, their lunch bags, their particular types of dress and ornaments placed in various ways, their names, ages, and forms, and their special activities and characteristics. By expanding himself in this way, beautiful Krishna proved the statement, Samagra Jagad Vishnumayam. Lord Vishnu is all-pervading. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As stated in the Brahma Samhita 5.33, Advaitam achutam anadim anantarupam adyam parana purusham navyovanam cha. Krishna, Param Brahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is adyam, the beginning of everything. He is Adi Purusham, the ever-youthful original person. He can expand himself in more forms than one can imagine. But he does not fall down from his original form as Krishna. Therefore, he is called Achyuta. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarvam Vishnumayam Jagat, Sarva Kalvidam Brahma. Krishna thus proved that he is everything, and he can become everything, but that still he personally different from everything. Mastani Sarva Bhutani Na Chaham Teshvavastita. This is Krishna, who is understood by achintya beda beda tattva. Purnasya purnam adaya purnam eva vashishyate. Krishna is always complete, and although he can create millions of universes, all of them full in all opulences, he remains as opulent as ever, without any change, advaitam. This is explained by different Vaishnava acharyas through such philosophies as Vishuddha Dvaita, Vishishta Dvaita, Dvaita Dvaita. Therefore, one must learn about Krishna from acharyas. Acharyan Purusha Veda, one who follows the path of the acharyas, knows things as they are. Such a person can know Krishna as he is, at least to some extent. And as soon as one understands Krishna, janma karma cha me divyam eviyo veti tatvata, one is liberated from material bondage. Tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mam eti sorjuna. Tyaktva deham, we know tyag, tyaktva deham, leaving this body, punar janma na, there's no more birth. Mam iti Arjuna. They come to me. Translation. By his Vasudeva feature, Krishna simultaneously expanded himself into the exact number of missing cowherd boys and calves. With their exact bodily features, their particular types of hands, legs, and other limbs, their sticks, bugles, and flutes, their lunch bags, their particular types of dress and ornaments placed in various ways, their names, ages, forms, and their special activities and characteristics. By expanding himself in this way, beautiful Krishna proved the statement, Samagra Jagat Vishnumayam. Lord Vishnu is all pervading. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dhrati Svaparandhigam Aradhanastrinandantai Ridamyache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padambujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So this is one of our favorite pastimes. And this happened on this side of the Delhi High, same side as our temple, not far from here, is the first place. There's Parkam. Parkam comes from the word Pariksh. Pariksha means examination. Every once in a while, those who are going to school, you think, next week is Pariksha. Next week is examine. So somehow it became corrupted to Parkam. So at that place, Lord Brahma decided to test whether this is Krishna or not. He became a little bewildered, because he understood this is supposed to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he's sitting with his cowherd friends in the forest taking lunch. Simply in the forest taking lunch. Like an ordinary cowherd boy. And he's taking a bite of his laddu and passing it to his friend. Oh, just see what nice laddu my Maya Yasoda made. Do we do that? We take a bite of our food and hand it to somebody else? Did we learn that in Bhakta class? And the cowherd boys, they're taking bite of their laddus. Are lala, kaneya, just see what laddu my Maya made. Do we do that? We take bite before we offer to the Lord? If we find the pujari before Mangalarti, eating the sweets before doing the bhog offering, we'll get a stick and chase him out of the temple. But out of love, Krishna's leelas are full of love. Very difficult to understand. Even for Lord Brahma, he said, wait a minute. Is this Bhagwan or is this some Banahui Bhagwan? Cowherd. Gwal se Banahui Bhagwan. Bhagwan made by the cowherd boys. So he decided to do Parkam, Pariksha. Then not far from that, there's another village, Se. What happened there was Lord Brahma came back, as we just heard. He stole all the cowherd boys and calves. And now we're hearing that Krishna expanded all the cowherd boys and calves. Amazing verse here. So he came and saw the cowherd boys and calves are still there. And he said, say or wait. He looked back up in Brahmalok by his mystic power. He could see the cowherd boys were there. He said, say or way, say. So that village became known as Say. Another village right on the highway, just as you, when you turn from Chatikar, next village is Chomuha. Cho is a corruption of Char. We know Char, four. And Muha, well, Mu means face, so when you make it plural, it comes Muha. So that village became known as Chomuha. Because Lord Brahma came back through the village and everybody said, who's this guy with the four faces? Who's Charmuha Wale Konhe? Who's this guy with four faces? So that became Chomuha. A nice temple of Lord Brahma is there. And they fixed it up very nicely. Before it wasn't so nice. There's a place called Brahmajari, not far off the Prikamamarg, just near one big housing development that they've made there across the fields. So these are all on our side of the highway, not far from our own temple. There's all these things happen. And one old Brahmin, we'll go a little way from our pastime. Oh, Mathura Chobe. He told me that in one of the Puranas, it talks about how they were at Govardhan after this whole Leela. Then they were at Govardhan. And Krishna thought, Brahma thought, what a fool I was. He was giving bite from his laddu and giving it to his friend. This is the real Maha Maha. Right from the mouth of Krishna. It's a real Mahaprasad. So he's trying to figure out how to get some of that Mahaprasad. But he's Brahma. He can't come before Krishna. Take a bite of your laddu and give it to me. Like that, like a cowherd boy. So near Manasi Ganga, there's Brahmakund. Very bad disrepair, but anyway, it's there. And what happened there, so Brahma thought he was very clever. He knew that the Krishna and the cowherd boys were taking lunch. After lunch, they'll come and wash their hands in the kund. So he became a little fish. Thinking Krishna will wash his hands and he'll get some of those remnants secretly. But Krishna's in everybody's heart. He knows everything. He understood what Brahma was up to. So he came to the kund. With his clean hand, he scooped water out of the kund and washed over the dirt. You can't get Krishna's mercies so cheaply. Only by the mercy of a Brijbasi. And we're so very fortunate. We have the most dear Brijbasi we're following. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, one who preaches this message is most dear to me and never, he said, never will there be one more dear. And Prabhupada spread his message all over the world. We can't imagine how dear he is to Krishna. And he was a pure Brijbasi. So we're following the best Brijbasi. We stick to Prabhupada's line and we'll get that Maha Maha Prasad. So we digress from the main lila. So anyway, so Brahma decided to test. So his test was, he stole all the cows. Now this is amazing lila. Not the cows, the calves. All the cowherd boys looked up and they saw, where are the calves? Where are the calves? And then Krishna jumped up. He said, don't disturb yourself. I'll go find them. I'll go find them. Don't disturb yourself. Will you do like that? Your Guru Maharaj is sitting there. He needs a glass of water. Yeah, Maharaj, go get it yourself. Will you permit him to go get it himself? But Krishna said, don't disturb yourself. You keep on eating. I will go find the calves. Then he couldn't find the calves. He came back and all the cowherd boys are gone. When Krishna was gone, Brahma stole all the cowherd boys. Took them to Brahmaloka. Now, another pundit here in Vrindavan, he told me in another Purana, it talks about how Krishna was thinking that Lord Brahma is taking all these cowherd boys to Brahmaloka. Of course, we know from our acharyas that he just took some Maya cowherd boys, the real cowherd boys Krishna kept himself somewhere. But anyway, he took them all to Brahmaloka. Now, Krishna knew that if Brahma gets home to Brahmaloka, we always know, we go to see our temple president or GBC, big sign on the door, meeting going on. And Murphy says, a meeting is an event where minutes are kept and hours are lost. So if Brahma gets involved in a meeting, and Brahma's time is a completely different time, and meetings go on forever. He said the whole pastime will go out of sync. So Krishna went there and appeared as Brahma, and he told everyone, some false Brahma is coming here, you chase him away. So Brahma got there to Brahmaloka, and everybody said, who are you, get out of here, and they chased him away. So he came back after what he thought was a moment. Of course, this theory of relativity was already known. That Brahma's time is different. And our time is different. What, to Brahma, one moment turned out to be a whole year. So that's what Parikshit asked, because this pastime of Agasura wasn't talked about for one full year. And when the cowherd boys started talking about it, they talk about it like it happened today. It happened today. So Parikshit Maharaj asked, what's behind all of this? So then Sukadeva begins to explain this whole pastime. Brahma Vimohan Lila. So now, all Krishna comes back, all the cowherd boys are gone, all the calves are gone. He said, if I go home without them, I'll be in big trouble. I'll be in big trouble. So Krishna thought what to do. And here we see in this wonderful verse that he expanded himself by his Vasudeva feature. Exact number of missing cowherd boys and calves with their exact bodily features. Just like some calves have spots, some don't have spots, some are chandan colored, some are black colored, some are white colored, some are spotted. Exactly the spots, exactly the same. And some cowboys are fair complexion, some are dark complexion, some are in between. Exactly the complexion. Their bodily features, exactly. There are particular types of hands, legs, and other limbs. Everything exactly the way. There are sticks, bugles, and flutes. There are lunch bags. Krishna even expanded as the lunch bags. Just see how amazing this is. There are particular types of dress and ornaments placed in various ways. Their names, ages, forms, and their special activities and characteristics. Everything was exactly the same. Some had straight hair, some had curly hair, some had something in between. Some cowherd boy, he has this habit of always going. So that Krishna expanded as that cowherd boy, and he'd also do that. Characteristics. So everything exactly the same. Now this is totally amazing. The cows, when the calves came home, the cows did not recognize that this is not their child. Can you imagine? Cows, they know by smell. So Krishna even imitated the smells, the different smells. And the mother says, no, this is my calf, that by the smell. By all the other features, it's exactly like my calf. Most amazing, or even amazing, is that the mothers could not recognize that this was not their own child. Now I asked all the mothers here, can you imagine not being able to recognize your own son? Could you imagine such a thing? But Krishna expanded himself so perfectly, even the mothers didn't know that this is not my son. And Krishna kept this going for one full year. It just so happened that Balaram, he wasn't present that day when they were all stolen. So even Balaram doesn't know that these are not his original friends. Can you imagine not being able to recognize your own friend? You've been friends with them for years and you can't recognize them. But nobody recognized it. This is even Balaram. Only Balaram got some hint. One day they were on top of, the cowherd men were on top of Govardhan Hill with the cows. Because the cowherd men herded the cows. And the cowherd boys, they herded the, at this age anyway, they herded the calves. They were all Vatsapal. Instead of Gopal, they were Vatsapal. So they were down below, and suddenly the cows, they saw their children. Now these children, this is almost a year later. These children had stopped drinking milk. They were eating grass for almost 8-9 months, 10 months. They were eating grass. They weren't supposed to drink milk. But the cows immediately ran like the wind down the hill with their milk bags going ka-choon, 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 ka-choon. And they immediately began to feed milk to their calves. Who were Krishna? They were giving milk to Krishna, just imagine. And all the cowherd men, they became very upset. These calves will drink all the milk and we won't have any milk. And they wanted to stop them and they ran also to the bottom of the hill. But as soon as they saw their children, they became overwhelmed in fraternal rest. Vatsalya Prem. They were overwhelmed. They took their child on their laps. They caressed them. They began to smell their hair. And Balaram saw all this. He said, wait a minute. What's going on here, Kaniya? And this was amazing because in Braj, we see one funny thing. Everyone loves their son. But they love their own son more than other son. This is natural. We always love our own son more than other son. Natural. But in Braj, everyone loves Krishna more than their own child. Everyone loves Krishna more than their own child. But for this one full year, the same way their love expanded for Krishna began to expand for their own children. They loved their own children. Just like Krishna. So when they got down to the bottom of the hill, they forgot about their anger. They just picked up their sons because they were all Krishna. In the most attractive form is Vatsapal. Brahma got a little bewildered. What's going on here? And by his supreme power, he also understood that all these cowherd boys and calves were Krishna. And he told, hey, Kaniya, before these were all great yogis and great devotees. They performed many penance and austerities to get the ability to be associated with you in this way. But now I see all these calves and cowherd boys are you. And Krishna told Dao, this is what happened. And he explained the Leela to Daoji. So then, Brahma, he came back after 1 year, one moment for him. He saw all the cowherd boys were there, and all the calves were still there. That must have happened at Say. Say or Way? Way or Say? Which are the real cowherd boys? What's going on here? He got bewildered. Suddenly, all of the cowherd boys and calves turned into Vishnu forms with four arms. With hundreds of sages around them, glorifying them with beautiful hymns from the Vedas. And they saw all of these cowherd boys expanded without limit into Vishnu forms. Then suddenly, Krishna, he wound up the whole scene. He was just alone, standing there with chipped rice, yogurt, and Bhagavatam says, phal. But the Brishbhasis told me one of their favorites is chipped rice, yogurt, and then you get tanti achar. Tanti achar. Just before Kartik and during Kartik also, you'll see these bushes with no leaves whatsoever. Only very sharp thorns. And right now, from October to November, sprays of reddish flowers come, reddish-orange flowers. Look like fountains. As you go on prick, especially brush pricking, you'll see them. These are called kareel. Kareel, whenever they come to his wife, Padmavati, whenever she's in Dwarka and he hears somebody talking about Braj, he said, why do you want to talk about that place with all these thorn trees? And the poor guy was hungry, He took some butter and they chased him with a stick, pulled his ear, tied him up. Why do we talk about this nasty place? This is the original tree of Braj, this Karil. And the fruit, after this season, then the fruit begins to come. Little round, green, larger than peas. The Brijbasis love to make them into achar. They say, Kabul Kamewa or Brajka Tanti. They consider it a very great delicacy. Just like all the dried fruit from Kabul, we consider a great delicacy. They said that Kabul ka dried fruit and Braj Kameti, Tanti. So you ever eat at a Brijbasi's house and you get this achar that looks like little big peas, that's Tanti. It's one of their favorites. We beg for it on Braj Prikama. So the Brijbasi say on top of that chipped rice was this Tanti achar. And between Krishna's blue lotus fingers, this yellow mustard oil was dripping. This is a vision that Lord Brahma saw. And then it says he fell down just like a golden rod. If you remember, golden rod. Because Brahma's complexion is golden, so he fell down just like a golden rod. And finally he got up. He began to offer so many prayers. We're going to read them next chapter. Begging forgiveness from Krishna, praising him like anything. And Krishna didn't even look at him. He didn't smile. He didn't do, no reaction. Brahma was bewildered. This King Indra, he also offended Krishna. But after a few prayers, Krishna forgave him. But by Indra's offense, Krishna and all the Brijbasis were together underneath Govardhan Hill. All the Brijbasis were together underneath Govardhan Hill by that offense. By this offense, Brahmas took away all of his friends, all the coward boys. So this was more serious. So Krishna remained a little grave to let him know you've really done it this time. So this is one of the favorite leelas of the devotees, and this all happened on our side of the Delhi highway, not far from our temple. All these things happen. Se, Parkam, Chomua, all these villages are there. So this shows the unlimited mercy of Krishna. Prabhupada quotes this verse from Brahma Samhita. Advaita Matuta Manadi Mananta Rupam Ajam Purana Purusham Navyovanam Cha. He's Advaita, he's non-different. Achutam, infallible. Prabhupada explains here in the purport that Krishna can expand in what to be a coward boy, he can expand himself into millions of universes. He doesn't diminish his potency. It's not like a piece of paper. If we take a piece of paper and we tear it up and throw it everywhere, the original paper is gone. But in spiritual mathematics, 1 + 1 = 1, and 1 - 1, we can take the whole of Krishna away, and still 1 is there. Krishna is there. This is the inconceivable achuta, inconceivable potency of Krishna. So by this pastime, Krishna showed his unlimited power. We can just be amazed by this pastime. Maybe some of you are so amazed you have some question. Keshi, where's this microphone? Oh, here it is. No, he had heard, he knew, but he didn't, yeah. Yeah. He knows, but he got some doubt. That's what he said, he got some doubt. He saw this type of behavior eating amongst themselves like... Anyway, our Acharyas avoid this, especially avoid this question. It's an inconceivable question. But just for this Leela, Brahma became bewildered.
Yes, that's the correct way. He was engaged by Yoga Maya, and this Leela is to glorify the supreme mystic power of Krishna.
Yes.
Just like Arjuna was put under Yoga Maya in a foolish condition to glorify the philosophy of the Bhagavad Gita.
Yes, something like that. All right, exactly like that. Anyway, Krishna's Braj pastimes are very, very confidential. Yes? Yeah, yeah, Vasudev. Well, Vasudev means all-pervading. Therefore, Prabhupada uses his whole purport to show this is Krishna. Or he actually uses the verse to prove that Krishna is all-pervading. Vasudev and Krishna, there's no difference, but just it's explained that way. That's what it says. I can't say anything more than that.
So it's him personally.
Huh?
So it is him personally,
yes.
Who actually did it.
Yeah.
And I also have another question that I think it was verse number 16 maybe, where Brahma is bewildered for the reason that, you know, they are eating his, he's eating their remnants. So my question was that
Sometimes you see amongst devotees that devotees who are really close with each other, they may take each other's, remnants, I guess. So is there an implication of karma and consciousness? I understand if you take somebody else's remnants, you're taking their consciousness, but you're also giving them your karma. I asked somebody else that question and they gave a certain answer, but I wanted to know from you.
I really don't know. People say so many things, in the scripture I've never read, so I can't. What I haven't read, I can't verify. I've heard also things like this, but I cannot verify it. If you ask for a sloka, I cannot give you a sloka.
No, I wasn't actually meaning a sloka. I just wondered what was your understanding on this, that when friends take each other's remnants, I heard some sannyasis, they were sharing each other's remnants with great joy, and there's no exchange of karma there. So is that okay when friends do this, or you recommend not?
Well, for friends, that's the whole point of this lila. For friends, it's okay. What do you want to know? We already answered that question. It was Krishna's lila potency. By yoga maya, he covered Brahma for a second. Prabhupada gave one. He said, that he can expand himself from his original form as Krishna, and he does not fall down from being Krishna. Therefore, he is called Achyuta, infallible.
Oh, so he's expanding, and still he is remaining the same.
Krishna is inconceivable. And this pastime proves it. Brahma had created a very grievous offense by keeping him, trying to separate him from his friends. By Indra's offense, all the Vrishvasis were together with Krishna. By Brahma's offense, he took all his friends away.
Just keep silence,
Well, then you become frightened. Then you have to try harder to please the person. Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I said.
So, how can we understand this? Like, here Prabhupada also says that they were Maya common voice.
How are we going to understand? Just by hearing.
So that means Brahma didn't take the original.
We just have to follow in the footsteps of the Acharyas, that's what Prabhupada says here. Then you can know Krishna to a certain extent. How will we know Krishna altogether? We just take, I don't know Krishna, I only know Prabhupada, so. All right, last question, it's Bas Prasad time. He goes back down to the earth, that's what we just said. It wasn't a fake, he was Brahma. But Krishna told him the story that he's fake, so you drive him away. So he wouldn't get stuck in a meeting and all the pastimes would go out of sync. I don't know, I haven't read it, I just heard from one very learned pundit in Vrindavan that's somewhere. Any of you have no more questions, we can all fall down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of the great personality who's leading us to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.